Select from buttery hand-stirred caramels, crunchy clusters and toffees, creamy fudges, enrobed fruits, or decadent truffles. Or for a gift that is as sure to impress as it is to disappear, surprise your sweetie with hand-dipped chocolate strawberries. Order online, over the phone, or stop into any of their 6 retail stores in Santa Fe and Albuquerque to choose from a wide selection of Valentine's Day chocolates and gifts.
Talk 1260 KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live listener interactive real estate radio show. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hi there, and welcome to a special Valentine's Day broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to welcome my guest co-host, someone who real estate in New Mexico just loves, Mr. Steve Raymond, Santa Fe Area Manager of Fidelity National Title. Welcome back to the show, Steve.
Thanks so much, and love you, Santa Fe.
Well, in a few minutes, Steve and I are going to share some more love and tackle a variety of real estate issues. We're not going to share it between each other, by the way. Share a variety. I'm all tongue-tied now. we're going to talk about some real estate stuff, I guess, and that we really hope you find interesting. But before we get going with that, I invite you to go to our website and check out all the businesses who are fans of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. And check out these stellar companies. And one of these companies, Wynn Home Inspections, offers you a variety of professional home inspection services that I'm sure you'll find very helpful. So for more information, give Bonnie and Paul Norris of Wynn Home Inspections a call at 505-466-7243. Again, that's it to put a 1 in front of it, so that's 1-505-466-7243, because they're down near Albuquerque. Or you can check out Wynn Home Inspections by going to our website. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. And as always, if you want to send your own real estate comments or questions today, just drop me an email at rpost@atreradio.com. Again, that's rpost@atreradio.com. And I'll try to read it during the program. As always, we have an action-packed show today, so I want to kick things off by getting some state-of-the-market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Andrew, do you have some kind of Valentine's Day gift for the listeners today?
But of course.
Go ahead.
Continuing our discussion last week on credit reporting, I want to say that a good credit score above 740 is critical to getting the best mortgage deal. And in honor of Valentine's Day, I'm going to give everybody a sweet deal here.
Great, thank you.
The mathematical algorithms used by the credit bureaus are complex and change often, but one of the prime elements of score is revolving or credit card debt. Not only is credit history important in counting for about 30% of the score, but the relationship of the outstanding balance to available balance is worth 35% of the credit score. And the magic number here is 35%. When clients ask me how to get their score up, I almost always say reduce your credit card balances. I have access to a what-if engine, which gives me a clue to how people can get their scores up. And invariably, it says get rid of credit card balances. And the outstanding balance can't be more than 35% of the available balance. So how do you do it? You can pay off your credit card, or you can get your name off of credit cards that you have forgotten that you're on, your wife, your girlfriend, your mother's. Over the long term, having another credit card or two with zero balances or keeping an unused card can increase the available credit and can keep the ratio in line. And to punctuate this, I'll tell you that this week I saw a borrower whose score dropped from 750 to 690 because he went over this 35% threshold. Hmm. So here's the sweet deal. An individual can get a free credit report once a year from each of the three credit bureaus. This federally mandated program is available at freecreditreport.com. You know, this is important stuff. Not only does your credit, your FICO score, impact the mortgage, but it also affects your insurance rates and your car loan and getting credit cards. So keep aware. Go to annualcreditreport.com and have a good Valentine's Day.
Well, that's a very nice gift, great counsel. And I had one more question for you very quickly. I saw a headline in the newspaper this week that the era of super low mortgage rates appears to be over. Steve Riemann's holding up the same thing. What's your take on that, Andrew, and what's the message that buyers out there ought to be taking from that headline?
Well, yeah, they are. I mean, they're not, you know, we were at historic lows, but right now the rate that we're experiencing today around 5% is the last time we saw that was in 1963, so it's still good. And what's really important is home affordability is at a low. And what that is a combination of prices and rate. And I think it should interest people who are sitting on the fence and thinking that rates are going to go lower or thinking that prices are going to go lower. They ought to do something today. More people can buy today than they could have 2 or 3 years ago because of this combination, and they don't have to use all these funky programs to qualify.
Oh. Well, listen, I threw that to you as a zinger. Excellent counsel, and I want to ask maybe that for a future show, there is a commentary in who Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are. They're not members of the family. You talk about them all the time. People hear about them. They read about them. They've been in the news a lot lately. Maybe, Andrew, you could give us a sort of a primer on those two very important mortgage financing agencies in some of your commentary coming up, okay?
Indeed. Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot. That's Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. We will talk to you next week. Okay, I want to welcome Mr. Valentine's Day himself, my special co-host, Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title. I bet you have some bouquets of positive advice that you want to share today with the listeners, but before we do that, Steve and I in the green room were talking about a variety of what I would call sort of public service announcements that he wants to make. I'm going to give you the floor for the next 5 minutes, Steve, to talk about two or three things that are very important to you.
Great. Thanks so much. And first of all, to our listeners and to all the real estate community, especially out in Santa Fe, I want to say thank you very much. Many of you know that about a month ago, my absolutely adorable wife, Angie, suffered a head injury and an eye injury. In a fall. And we've just received such a pouring of love and support and kind wishes and prayers and prayers and prayers. And I just want to report that Angie is making really good progress. In fact, she's up and about today, which is always a good sign. And so I just want to say thanks to all our friends for their support and their love. And people have come by and brought food and flowers and just share their good wishes. I'm really grateful.
Well, and a testimonial to the power of prayer for sure and the support that you have directly and indirectly through Angie in this community. So thank you, Steve. And Angie, if you're listening, get better soon, okay?
And we sure hope she does. Next thing I wanted to acknowledge is just want to take a minute to acknowledge for those of you that have seen in the paper that this past week we lost a Santa Fe treasure.
Yes.
Mr. Laughlin Barker passed away this past Wednesday, and we just want to acknowledge him and want to send our regards and love to his family. Laughlin Barker, for those of you who don't know, is a real patriarch in this real estate community, having developed properties with his father and then by himself and then with his sons later on. He's a former president of the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. He was president of the Santa Fe Association of Realtors, the New Mexico Association of Realtors. He's been Realtor of the Year several times. Just a marvelous, marvelous, gentle, honest, caring and loving soul that sold real estate and managed real estate for years here in town. And for the family of Laughlin Barker and his widow and the rest of the family, we just send our regards and prayers and love and support.
Yeah, that goes universally from within the community and all the reason why he was indeed a treasure here in New Mexico. I think you also have, and those are very important messages, but you also have some news you want to announce about Fidelity National Title.
Well, I do indeed. We have been able to secure a new lease for those of you that have been following us. Our lease was expiring in this March, and so I just wanted to announce our new location.
Okay.
About the 18th or 20th, and the actual move-in date is yet to be determined, but around the 18th or 20th of March, we will be moving to our new location at 300 Paseo de Peralta. That is right next door to Los Alamos National Bank, right next door to Carlos Gilbert Elementary School on the north hook, if you will, of Paseo de Peralta at the corner of Paseo and Griffin Street.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited about that. Have a great landlord, doing all new build out and real nice remodel, and it will help our internal processes tremendously. We're going to take the title plant with us, building special facilities for our title plant. Many of you know we do have the oldest, largest title plant in this county. We have more records, than the county recorder does. This is the oldest and truest plant. We have more things in our title plant than most people could dream of, plats and deeds and abstracts and things that date back well into the mid-1800s.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be taking that with us and going to have a real nice facility over there. We're very excited about moving our staff over there and being able to service our community.
And again, that's 300 Paseo de Peralta. And that's, again, for people that need a landmark, it's near Los Alamos National Bank's downtown office and near Gilbert School.
Yeah, Carlos Gilbert Elementary School. In fact, I'll take a minute to plug them if we can.
Sure, go ahead.
On Saturday, February 26th, Carlos Gilbert is having their own garage sale. So they are taking donations between now and then, folks, and then going to have their garage sale on February 26th. That's a Saturday from 8 in the morning to 1 p.m. We certainly want to encourage that. One of the things that Fidelity is doing as we move to our new location is we're trying to partner with Carlos Gilbert in the same way that some communities or this community has had their fundraising for schools and all the rest of that stuff. And
yep.
So most of everything we do at Fidelity for the next term of our lease, which is pretty long, will be to support Carlos Gilbert, both financially, support the teachers and parents and families of Carlos Gilbert Elementary School. We're going to try and incorporate them into all of our fundraisers and profitability and everything, and really make a corporate partnership with us.
Well, that's great news. You haven't even moved into a new location. You're already a fabulous neighbor. So congratulations to Steve Reiman, Fidelity National Title. Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to get Mr. Reiman's take on the state of the market, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are really two ways to buy insurance, from someone who represents only one company or from an agency like Hub International, where they represent several companies and serve you first. You see, at Hub International, we're an independent agency, so we can give you the best program for your needs, picking from many insurance companies. You'll get total one-stop service for all your auto, home, and business insurance needs. And if you insure both your auto and home with Hub International, you can be eligible for money-saving discounts on both policies. We'll give you personal attention, tailoring your coverage to meet your individual needs, and also help you choose the most economical way to get the total insurance protection you need. Call Robin Schritter at 505-828-4085 or Linda Byford at 505-992-1864. Personal insurance protection at the right price through Hub International.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Tom Hartman. Ask yourself the question, why is America the most violent of all the advanced societies, of all the developed societies? Why do we have the highest abortion rates? Why do we have the highest rates of crime? Why do we have the highest rates of clinical depression? As the distance in wealth between the top 20% and the bottom 20% gets wider and wider, and the middle class collapses, all of those outcomes start to become wildly exaggerated.
Tom Hartman, weekdays 10 to 1 on Talk 1260. KTRC.
Santa Fe's news talk leader, Talk 1260, KTRC.
Now, here's your host, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and today I have Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title in the studio with me as my guest Valentine's co-host. We didn't share Valentine's, but we'll do that later.
Okay.
Anyway, I want to welcome now the famous and very well-respected interior designer Annie O'Carroll to the program. Thank you, Annie, for joining us today. How are you?
Great, Ray. Thank you.
Now, with Valentine's Day happening tomorrow, I think you have your own gift for the listeners, which deals with glamour. Isn't that correct?
Yes, it is.
Well,
I was thinking about Valentine's and the Oscars coming up and interior design and what's going on, and I thought glamour kept popping into my mind, so I thought I'd talk about that for a minute.
Go ahead.
I think we've gotten away from that, and I think that by definition of glamour, it's an attractive, mysterious, or magical way of manifesting something, and I thought it was a good topic to do something glamorous in your home, glamorous thinking of Valentine's, thinking of the Oscars, bringing something into the home simply but dramatically. What came to mind was sort of the minimalism that's been going on with all the whites and creams and very neutral tones, and how to glam something up by adding like a raspberry painted wall or maybe a small chandelier that's in a powder room with crystals, bringing in a chaise lounge, using a wallpaper in a powder room, or just sort of bringing in a little element of glamour into the home.
Well, all excellent suggestions, and I assume that you're going to be doing something glamorous yourself tomorrow. Is that correct?
I'm going to try, yes. Definitely.
I didn't mean to put
definitely.
You on the spot there, Annie.
Yes, definitely. Well, something glamorous.
Well, very good. Well, anyway,
sure.
Annie, those are fabulous suggestions, and if you want to contact Annie O'Carroll for your own interior design needs, again, please go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com. And then go right to the Annie O'Carroll logo. Annie, it's my fortune. I'm going to have you on the show next week, too, right?
That's right, yes.
Well, we got to think about another topic. We don't have a holiday, so we'll have to put our heads together this week, okay?
Yes, great, Ray.
Anyway, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Thanks so much for the great suggestions on Valentine's Day. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
I want to take a minute to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico, situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking 100-mile views of the Rockies and San Juan Mountains. Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites, ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each ranch site offers outdoor enthusiasts access to private recreational options, including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking. And for those with equestrian interests, there could not be a better setting. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and abundant amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to discovercanyonridge.com. Again, that's discovercanyonridge.com. And learn all about this exciting ranch home community. And we are very proud to be listing Canyon Ridge as a listing at Sotheby's International Realty. So you can check out those listings as well by going to my website or to the Sotheby's International Realty website. Gino, did you get somebody on the line right there? Did you get okay, you have Gwen on the line. I tell you what, let's get Steve. Here we go. I'm like all over the place today. Gino, why don't we do this? We've reached that point in the show where I think we're going to do our legal comment. And, Glenn, if you can hear this, you're going to be able to listen to Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title read the legal commentary today, and then I'll bring you on air and we'll do the shtick with you. You can't say anything back to me, so just listen, okay? Go ahead, Steve Reiman.
Okay, great. Actually, today's legal minute comes from Rachel Winston from Shure Yost & Patterson, a very prominent and successful real estate law firm in town. And Rachel Winston writes, the Italian city of Verona, home of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, receives about 1,000 letters addressed every Valentine's Day to those two star-crossed lovers. Many people share a similar love affair with the city of Santa Fe, which attracts visitors from around the globe and around the country. It's not surprising that many of these visitors to the city decide to purchase real estate here. Whether it's a pied-à-terre a second home, away from home, or primary residence, Santa Fe offers an impressive variety of housing options. At Sher Yost & Patterson, we encourage prospective buyers to apply the same love they feel for the city to their Santa Fe real estate purchase. This love can be expressed in a number of ways, and Rachel's going to list four of them for here. First of all, carefully review the terms of your purchase agreement, including the various contingency deadlines listed therein. Number two, take time to review your title insurance commitment, including the documents listed as exceptions under Schedule B, Section 2 of the proposed title policy. Number three, examine the residential survey or improvement location report for any indication of an easement, encroachment, or encumbrance which affects the property. And number four, hiring a qualified residential home inspector to conduct a thorough examination of the property. If you're considering the purchase of a condominium unit, take the time to review the condominium association finances, including its reserve fund for capital repairs, to make sure it's on solid financial footing. These are just a few of the ways the loving buyer can show your care and affection for your Santa Fe real estate purchase this Valentine's Day, and for that matter, every day. Thanks to Rachel Winston for some very useful suggestions. And if you have your own real estate legal questions, you can contact Rachel Winston and her colleagues at the Sher Yost & Patterson Law Firm at SantaFeLawyers.com or by dialing 989-7500. That's 989-7500.
Wow. It's almost, Gino, it was almost like listening to Barry White singing a song. It was so good. That was very much of a great Valentine's message. Thank you, Mr. Steve Raymond of Fidelity National Title. I now want to welcome Glenna Bush, owner of the interestingly named company, I Need a Wife, Professional Cleaning and Concierge Services. Welcome to the show, Glenna.
Thank you, Ray.
Hey, you know what? We had a great time. We did, and Annie O'Carroll was just on the line because she was there as well. We did a remote broadcast on Halloween at one of our colleagues' properties. That was Deanne Ottaway's, and we had a lot of fun, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Well, you know, Glenna, on this Valentine's Day, what is your best advice to the listeners about how they can show some love to their own homes?
Well, you know, I was thinking about that, and I sort of thought about how our home is where we go to be comfortable and to slow down and relax. And to me, the essence of romance is filling your life with love and your loved ones and cherishing every beautiful moment and focus on the things that matter in your life.
Yes.
But sometimes we find ourselves so busy trying to provide for our loved ones that we don't always have time to nurture our home.
Mm-hmm. Very true. And so what's your suggestion?
Well, my suggestion is to call I Need a Wife. And we can make it possible for you to take the time to escape, relax, and enjoy time with those you love. And we can come into your home and take care of the things you don't have time to do, like getting rid of the dust and the clutter.
Well, and those would be loving things to do, particularly tomorrow. And tell me a little bit about some of the services that you specifically offer on your cleaning. We understand, and that's a good way of showing love to the house, but the concierge services that you offer, what are the range of possibilities?
Well, the range of possibilities are personal assistant, new mother and senior care, pet care. We do pick up and drop off services and house sitting and waiting services.
Mm. Well, listen, excellent tips today, the day before Valentine's Day, and some great services that your company offers. If you want to contact Glenna and I Need a Wife for your own cleaning and concierge services, then call 913-0410, or you can go to our website. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. Glenna, thanks a lot for being on the show, and have a nice Valentine's Day tomorrow, okay?
Thank you, Ray. The same for you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we will get Mr. Riemann's State of the Market commentary. I promise you I keep teasing you with it, but stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
I was not really living my life. I was absent. I wasn't there for anyone, especially my kids. Jack's science project? He asked me to help. I don't even know what to do or if he did it.
If you or someone you know has a drug or alcohol problem, recovery is the solution. Call 1-800-662-HELP.
Through treatment, I'm living my life every day.
Can you check my homework, Dad?
Already did.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Okay, astronaut, you're up. You'll be meeting with Wish Kid Brandon. His wish is to see a space shuttle launch.
All systems go.
This year, more than 27,000 children will be diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition. The Make-A-Wish Foundation can give them hope that will lift their spirits in these trying times.
And, cowboy, you'll be meeting with Shayla at a dude ranch in San Antonio.
Let's settle up.
Their wishes are waiting to come true.
You can help make my wish happen. Visit wish.org today.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty. And Gino said, Ray, sort of speak slowly so I can change the CD. Okay, anyway, I want to welcome Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title as my in-studio guest co-host today. We're celebrating Valentine's Day, but earlier this week I spoke to my good friend Joe Martinez of Fast Signs. Joe shared some timely observations with me, so let's take a listen to his commentary.
Welcome Joe Martinez, the owner of Fast Signs, the sign and graphic solutions company, to the show. Happy almost Valentine's Day, Joe. How are you?
I'm lovely, Ray.
Good.
Lovely, because it's going to be Valentine's Day. Happy cold prelude to Valentine's Day.
Absolutely. Well, in the spirit of that occasion, what suggestions do you have, Joe, about how a business can actually show a little love to its customers?
Well, at Fast Signs of Santa Fe, Ray, if I'm going to get really corny with you here, I think our customers feel the love when they come into our shop, because once again, as I always hop about, it's about customer service, about taking your time with your customers, about listening to what they need and working with them from that point on.
Yeah, and that is so critical. And you've done this so successfully. Fast Signs of Santa Fe is really just cutting up the countryside with offering high-quality sign and graphic services to people. Joe, have you found that over the period of time that you've been in business here in the Santa Fe area that your clientele has changed a little bit, or is it pretty much the same kind of group of usual suspects that come for your services?
Well, actually, Ray, we do, our number one customers are actually the real estate industry, which is large here in Santa Fe. That would be far and above number one, but we also have, because of Santa Fe's particular demographic, a lot of mom-and-pop and individually owned businesses that would benefit from very inexpensive signage, letting their customers know that they are, you know, that they're welcome to some sort of Valentine's Day discount in their business, whether it be merchandise or gift certificates for a loved one or any sort of thing like that, particularly the gift certificate for a loved one thing. You don't have to be selling flowers to give people a good Valentine's Day gift.
Yeah, no, that's excellent counsel. And, Joe, I suppose that you and your lovely wife are going to enjoy that a little bit of time off there. You got to take some time off to celebrate Valentine's Day, so I hope you're going to be going out and enjoying maybe one of the fine restaurants here in town. Is that your plan?
Well, maybe so. I tell you what, I'd like to leave on time for a change.
Well, as always, good commentary from Joe Martinez, my very good friend at Fast Signs of Santa Fe. And if you want to contact Joe with your own sign and graphic needs, simply go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and then click on the Fast Signs link. Nice talking to you today, Joe. Enjoy the rest of your day, and happy Valentine's Day, okay?
Thank you, Ray. Same to you and your spouse and everybody else out there in your listening audience.
Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Back here live in the studio, KTRC Talk 1260 with Mr. Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title. Today we're doing a Valentine's show. Geno Thompson's taking in and putting out and putting in and taking out CDs and doing all sorts of good stuff. Thank you, Geno, for your excellent work as always. Steve, we've got about 5 minutes before we go into our next little segment here. What is the state of the market? I keep teasing everybody and they want to hear what you have to say. So what is it?
Well, I don't know that I'm anybody's expert in the market, but notwithstanding the cold temperatures for the past 2 weeks, it's very good. The market's very good. You know, you mentioned earlier the article about the era of super low mortgage rates appears to be over. And, last November was the actual bottom of interest rates, and those of us that were able to get a loan at that particular time will benefit for the next 30 years. But you can benefit too, listeners, and that's simply by going out and finding the house of your dreams today. One of the things that that struck me in this market, it's a very patient market, folks. You need to be patient as things come together and as the various closing consequences comes together. There are sellers that are upside down, there are buyers that are having difficulty with credit problems, etc. So it's not a market for the weak-hearted, I would say. But if you have the perseverance and the fortitude to stand in this market, make yourself an offer and then try and secure your loan at the same time, the benefits are absolutely long-term and very beneficial. One of the things that just struck me on the driving over here today, I had Angie in the car with me for a little while, and she said, "I just love my new home."
That's right. And you bought a home yourself?
Yeah, we did. And, within the Valentine's Day theme, we really do love our new home. Mm-hmm. And it's brought a new sense of future to us. It's brought a new sense of relationship between us. We really do love our home. So if you're thinking about love for Valentine's Day, and I'm not buying flowers, by the way. I actually bought Angie a new pot.
You missed Mr. Romance, you.
Enjoy a new home.
The
market is absolutely going to continue to shift this year. We're very busy, notwithstanding the cold couple of weeks when people just sort of hunkered down. But we've got good contracts preparing to close. New lenders actually coming into the market looking for ways to loan money, and that may be loosening up a little bit. For those of you that think that prices are not yet at the bottom, all I can suggest to you is so make an offer that's 5% less than the listing price. I believe that, frankly, a lot of sellers are at their bottom.
Right.
And that's ultimately going to bring us to a point where either inventory starts limiting and some people start taking their properties off the market. But I do think that a lot of sellers are just at their own bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not we can say statistically nationwide we're at the bottom, a lot of sellers are.
Well, let me give you, if I could, just a commentary. I still, as you know, work as a real estate agent back in Washington, D.C. And just this past week, two first-time home buyer kids in their late 20s finally got, after only 3 weeks, loan approval. And we're going to settle on the 11th of March for a condominium that they have fallen in love with,
right,
to take the Valentine's theme. But the point is that all the way across the country, if it goes to your point about whether or not it is happening nationally, here's a situation, first-time homebuyers, and we know the challenges with that situation for sure, but they qualified and actually got the loan processed in 3 weeks, so they are going to be able to settle on time. And the property, they did make a little bit lower offer than what it was listed for, and they got it. They had to compete, believe it or not. So I guess the message is that in some markets, including Santa Fe, there is absolute verification that that things are coming back and buyers are doing what they need to do, correct?
No, absolutely. It's not going to shift from a declining market to a super accelerated market.
Right.
Even the article that we're referring to talked about interest rates going up gradually and modestly over the year.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a market where the prices couldn't be any better, the affordability couldn't be any better. And by the way, not to sell you short, Ray, but mm-hmm. you only practice real estate in Washington, D.C., do you?
Did I say only?
No. I just want to make sure that all of our listeners realize that you sell real estate right here in town.
You know what? Gino plays a promo at the start of every show that says Associate Broker Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, so I still have the title, unless somebody's going to tell me something at the end of the show today.
No, I don't think so. I just want to encourage our listeners to call Ray and utilize the services.
Thank you.
I find you, Ray, to be an extraordinary real estate broker, and obviously I'm very impressed with the whole Sotheby's team and the whole transition that's taking place there, but folks, don't overlook your host for your real estate needs.
Damn, I want to have you back on the show all the time, that's for sure. Thank you, Steve. That's very
little
kind.
A little love.
Well, I tell you what, let me tell you for a moment about my friends over at Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable lead trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, please call CEO Kathy Roberts and her team of professionals at 984-2700. That's 984-2700, and let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own estate planning activities. And while we're talking about well-known institutions, let me take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management, with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is improved. For more information, call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. We did a highly successful remote broadcast with Tom Simon at a homeowners association seminar on the 23rd of January. Steve Freeman told me that he was actually getting calls from people who heard about it, saw it, were there maybe, and so that was successful, and Tom's going to be doing more of them. I want to shift gears right now, Steve, if you will give me this opportunity, and I want to welcome J.C. Lenson, someone that we both know quite well, who is an associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty. Welcome to the show, J.C. How are you?
Just fine. How are you doing today?
We're doing okay. Now, J.C., you are a very successful, well-known, well-regarded broker here in Santa Fe, but you've got a new initiative that you're launching called SantaFamous.com. Now, what's this all about?
It's basically a local, and it's kind of funny to say, a local social network online for local businesses, artists, and musicians. It kind of refocuses the online marketing initiative to some more, make it more focused on the local scene.
Uh-huh. And is it up and running already? Or
it's running as of this morning.
It is. Wow.
Today's the day. Yeah, we went live today.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And this timely. So if someone goes to SantaFamous and .com, and I mm-hmm. encourage people to do that, what are they going to find?
They're going to be able to join the site. You don't have to be a member, though, to browse the site. That's what's good for the advertisers on there. And it is free. Free for businesses and artists and so on to create pages. However, we are going to charge for banner advertising on there, but other than that, everything's free. So.
Interesting, and obviously you'll have a little bit of drum beating for your own real estate opportunities?
Some, absolutely, but I'm not going to take that over. It is going to be good for being a real estate broker. I saw the need for other brokers here in town, and mm-hmm. you can post listings on there.
Wow.
You can make pages for each of your listings if you'd like. And it's a good way. We have tag words on there, so people look for example, downtown Santa Fe Plaza, mm-hmm. et cetera. You're going to be able to pull certain listings and so on. So it's a really good thing.
And you must have saw that there was a niche or a vacuum out there that you wanted to fill with Santa Famous?
Absolutely. As far as my parents, my family, everyone I know basically has a small business here in town. And a lot of them don't know how to do the online marketing. I see how valuable that is now anymore. So what I'm trying to do is make a place for people that don't really have the resources or means to create a presence online
mm-hmm.
to go ahead and do that. And we're going to help everyone along the way. So.
Wow. Well, that's very generous on your part. Thank you for telling us about SantaFamous.com. Good luck with it, JC. And if someone wants to, besides go to SantaFamous.com, if they want to call you, talk to you about real estate or about SantaFamous.com, what's the best way of getting a hold of you?
The best way to reach me is at 505-690-7333. Or jc@santafamous.com works as well.
Excellent. J.C. Linson, who is Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, thanks for being on the show today and for this information about santafamous.com. Good luck, J.C.
Hey, thank you, Ray. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Mr. Steve Rehman of Fidelity National Title. He's got an issue that's really been sort of, the phone's been ringing off the hook about this, so he wants to talk about that in the next segment. And we also are going to our famous Open House of the Week segment, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Are you facing foreclosure? Then come down to Megalow and Partners. We're a mortgage rescue company, and we can help you keep your house, provided you submit to our plans for galactic domination. No, no, I'm kidding.
If you're facing foreclosure, talk to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Hey, what?
There's a swarm of locusts flying just around you.
I know. I was busy throwing rocks at stuff, and then swarm of locusts.
Sounds like bad karma. Maybe you should volunteer. Help a little old lady across the street, something. Get your karma right.
Karma? All right, that's just dumb.
Ow! Stay on the universe's good side. Volunteer, vote, get involved. Go to getgoodkarma.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Santa Fe's Progressive Talk, 1260 KTRC.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard. Now
welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and today we are doing a Valentine's Day special broadcast. I have Steve Rehman of Fidelity National Title in the studio with me today, but I'm going to turn sort of the show over for a moment to another special Valentine. I have Liz Sheffield, who is an associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, on the line with me today, and Liz is giving us some of her commentary about a very special open house that she is holding at 708 Calle Beatrice. Good afternoon, Liz. How are you?
I'm fine, Ray. Good afternoon to you.
Now, you know how this drill works, so we talked about it a little bit. You've got about 2 minutes to sell all the listeners on the attributes of this property, so you have the floor, my friend.
Oh, boy. Don't cut me off.
Okay, we want it.
Well, thanks so much for having me on the show. So as Ray said, I'm over here at 708 Calle Beatrice, which is located between Agua Fria and Alameda, just west of Camino Alire. This is a really great neighborhood in a very established area, very near downtown Santa Fe and adjacent to the new Santa Fe River Hike and Bike Path. This is a custom home built in 2009 and has the quality upgrades and tasteful modern amenities that today's discerning buyer expects. It's part of a 16-lot subdivision called Casa de Cipriano. Covering just the basics, it's under 2,200 square feet, just slightly under 2,200 square feet, has 3 bedrooms, an office, and a 2-car garage. The home offers a split-bedroom design, meaning the master is on one side of the home and the other bedroom suites are located on the other. It also offers the ever-so-popular open kitchen, dining, and living room floor plan. I always like to get started with the kitchen, and this one is really a delight. It has custom alder cabinets, a 36-bottle wine rack, Copper Canyon granite, which is absolutely beautiful, a spacious walk-in pantry, GE-profile stainless appliances, including a 5-burner gas cooktop. It also has a warming drawer, built-in microwave, and to top it off, a huge serving breakfast bar, large enough to easily accommodate seating for 6. The dining room is just off the kitchen and has beautiful custom-designed iron chandelier and a glass door leading out to the backyard area, which we'll get to later. The open living room is generous in size and includes a Kiva fireplace, a surround sound system, plus a wall of windows with custom Hunter Douglas shades. Moving to the master bedroom, it is very spacious and easily accommodates a king-size bed and much more. It also has a very large walk-in closet. The master bath showcases custom altar cabinets, two completely separate vanities, both with beautiful tumbled marble countertops and custom mirrors. The master bath is very nicely designed and also includes a large walk-in shower. Now, the other two bedroom suites are on the other side of the house. They're both very generous in size, each with a walk-in closet, and have what is called a Jack and Jill bathroom setup. Each bedroom has an attached vanity, again with tumbled marble and custom altar cabinetry, and in between the vanity is the bathtub and toilet area. Very smart design. Now, the office is located off the grand entry and is adjacent to the designer powder room, which makes a grand statement with very colorful Talavera tile and Talavera sink. But the really cool thing is it has a tiled shower, which allows for the extra bath if needed. Again, very smart design. We haven't talked about the office, but it has custom alder built-in, including two desks plus shelving and cabinets. And, of course, if one wanted to have these removed, it easily converts to the fourth bedroom if you need it. Other interior features include wood ceilings and vigas, 14.5-inch Saltillo tile floors throughout, air conditioning, designer paint colors and hardware, ceiling fans with lights throughout, and upgraded plumbing fixtures. Some of the exterior upgrades include a custom entry gate by Spanish Pueblo doors and a stucco wall around the front entry, a fenced backyard area with flagstone patio, raised stone beds, established plantings, and 8 specialty trees, all planted by Santa Fe greenhouses and all on drip. It also includes a Ramada with Latia and custom copper lighting fixtures. Anyway, this home is open today till 2:30, so please come on by. Again, we're located between Agua Fria and Alameda, just west of Camino Olire. There's lots of Sotheby's signs, so it's, you know, it should be easy to find. And there's also another Sotheby's home open till 2:30, just down the street, and well worth a visit. So, Ray, thanks again for the opportunity to present this lovely home. I really appreciate it.
You did a great job, and I just have one or two questions, actually. How much does the property cost? And I already know the answer to this, and the reason why that's important is it's pretty extraordinary.
It is priced at $419.
Wow.
And, again, it's just slightly under 2,200 square feet.
That's pretty amazing. Per square foot, and for all those features you were talking about, Liz, that is quite a buy. Well, I encourage everyone to go by and see Liz Sheffield today at 708 Calle Beatrice. Again, the best way to get there, Liz, is how?
Well, if you take Agua Fria, you would take Camino Conquistadora down to,
one of those streets,
there
right?
There are a ton of signs out.
Okay, well then, listen, just look for the Sotheby's International Realty signs, like little breadcrumbs, just follow them down the trail to Liz Sheffield, and you're going to be there till 2:30. Liz, thanks so much. You did a great job. I'll have you on the show anytime you want to be on the show, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Nice house, huh, Mr. Ryan?
Yeah, some great pricing.
Yeah, and that's what's really key. Again, how you present the property, take advantage of those low interest rates, and make sure you price it correctly. And probably Liz Sheffield, she's going to get an offer today, I bet.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised. It's interesting how some brokers will roll out their features and then name the price as vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And so as she's rolling out the features, my numbers were going from fours to fives to sixes to sevens.
So you were pleasantly
and
surprised.
And I was extremely pleasantly surprised. Yeah. So good for Liz and good for her seller. And buyer, there's one waiting out there for you.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we've got about, about 5 minutes or so to wrap up the show today. Steve, you've talked a lot about various issues, state of the market, but there's one thing that's sort of been coming up on your radar screen of late called transfer on death deeds. What's that all about?
Well, it's a methodology or process that you can use to leave your property for your heirs or your successors. We are receiving, interestingly enough, a number of phone calls in the past several weeks about this from folks that wanting to know what they are and wanting the legal advice or estate advice, etc. And just surprised, maybe it has to do with the turn of the year, people renewing their goals or whatever else. A transfer on death deed is a mechanism that you can use to record and leave your property to your heirs without them receiving anything now. If, for instance, I wanted to leave my property to my children, which, you know, it's a hypothetical since I have none, but I could record a deed transferring the property on death to my children. It avoids probate. It avoids any complications, and the deed actually has no effect until I expire. So I have the opportunity to change my mind, change the beneficiary designee, recall it, sell my property, refinance my property. I am still 100% in full ownership and full control of my property until I, and in my case, Angie, my spouse, were to pass away. So we can keep the property fully in our ownership and control. But once we do pass away, the property automatically, by statute, vests in a successor, beneficiary. So I can leave it to my children or whoever I want. Again, the good thing about that is we avoid probate. My estate, once I pass away, does not have to go to district court in a probate action. No one has to prove up the will. It's irrespective of the will, etc. But automatically the property could be negotiated by my beneficiary successors. Again, the other advantage to this is it has absolutely no impact until I do pass away.
Mm-hmm.
So I can change my mind, I can record a replacement deed, I can simply rescind it, I can sell my house, refinance it, do anything I want. This has absolutely no effect except for in that perhaps uncertain time, and you know, Angie's recent accident brings that to mind.
Sure.
Where you know, I can record this, and I'm settled. I love my family. I would leave it to them, mm-hmm. and that would automatically occur as soon as I assume room temperature, as we call it.
I had Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, on the show a couple of weeks ago, and she talked specifically about this. So she must be getting calls as a technique that is gaining popularity, or for whatever the reason, it's on her radar screen as well. So Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title has reinforced that this is a useful technique, and probably the best thing to do is talk to Steve Reiman and his colleagues over at Fidelity National Title about how it could work for you, right?
You can call us at 995-8800, or you can email us at santafe@fnf. That's Frank Nancy Frank, FNF. santafe@fnf.com. We're glad to help you with it. We're doing it for people as a convenience to help them with their estate planning and their legal maneuvering.
I've got about a minute before I have to go, Steve, and I did receive a couple of emails. One of them, this maybe is a good way for you in 60 seconds to end the show. Ray, I want to refinance my loan on the house I own. Can Steve tell me if the costs for settlement are less than if I was buying a new house? And that's from Edward. Thank you, Edward.
Absolutely true. The New Mexico Insurance Department promulgates our rates, and those rates are at a significant discount over purchase rates. When you are refinancing your home, all we have to do is get a copy of your previous mortgage and prove that it's a refinance. You might also, when you do this, try and find your old survey. If your property has not significantly changed, we can use your old survey with an affidavit that we call No Major Change Affidavit. And it'll save the consumer $450, $500 or so against buying a new survey.
Well, that's quite a saving. So, Edward, thank you for that question. And yes is the answer to it. I'll tell you what, Steve, I want to thank you, actually. Thank you for being a good friend of mine. Thank you for being a supporter of all things real estate. Thank you for being on the show today. I want to have you back real soon, okay?
Gratefulness makes a loving heart, Ray. Thanks very much.
Well, you know what? It's Valentine's Day, so let's share it. But let's share it every day, okay? Out there, Gino Thompson, my producer, as well as Kate, Debbie, Melissa, and Phil at Sotheby's International Realty. Thanks for making the show a real hit. Thank you for tuning into the program today. And please know that I would love to help you with your own real estate issues. So call me at 989-8900. Cynthia, happy Valentine's Day. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I wish you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
I love you.
Talk 1260, KTRC AM Santa Fe, your home for progressive talk in New Mexico.